I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. As the summer of 1787 wore on in Philadelphia, delegates to the Constitutional Convention were wrestling with three issues. The subject of the presidency, how he would be elected, and the scope of his duties remained unresolved. There was yet to be agreement as to the location of the seat of the federal government, and there was controversy on the subject of paying members of Congress. This was not an abstract issue. Convention delegates were receiving no salary for their work. Who was to pay members of Congress, the federal treasury, or the states? Should members of Congress be paid at all? Several delegates opposed paying Congress, fearing it would lead to a corrupt pursuit of elected office. But other delegates pointed out that an insistence on service in Congress without compensation would make it impossible for ordinary citizens to devote themselves to public service. As to states paying the salaries of their respective representatives, there was a general fear that those representatives would be subject, as Charles Langdon put it, to the prejudices, passions, and improper views of the state legislatures. In the end, the delegates voted that Congress would be paid from the national treasury. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.